How was your week this week?
I don't want to answer that question because it will not be positive. It's been terrible. Okay.
Well, I mean, I kind of had a similar week. I had like a weird week. It was like a good week and a bad week. I did really good on my physics exam. But
hey!
I also, thank you. But I also spent a really long time making BoJack Horseman Simpsons crossover memes, which I don't know. I don't know if that's positive or negative. So I don't know what to say about that.
I was gonna say, I think that could be both. Well, I mean, that sounds more productive than me. I have been having a lot of pain, like relating to menstrual cycle and stuff. And I usually do not. I have been exempt from that for like 7 years, which has been great. But now it has been beating my ass in the worst way possible. So I'm bothering my doctor about that a lot because that I was like, and it's like, oh, well, it could just be menstrual cramps. I was like, what do you mean just? This is do not tell me this pain is normal because this is like I'm about to fall on the floor and not get up or go to work. And I do not want to do that. What is wrong with y'all? So sorry, that's fully TMI, but I have no filter. So
let me tell you, welcome to being a woman who is aging. And I'm not saying you're old. I'm saying that as you age as a woman, things change in ways that you never expected. And one day you're like, yesterday I was something completely different. Now I'm this. How did this happen? How do I change? Oh my God. All right. This is not what we're here to talk about.
I was going to say, if we're going to go into my health issues, I will just rant as much as I want because it was terrible this week. But it's okay.
We can call this woman circle, and this could be if you guys are
it fits what we're talking about today.
It does
technically
fits. It does actually fit quite a bit. Well, welcome back, everybody. It's Simply Amazing, the wonderful Nightcrawler podcast, who for 3 episodes now in a row have not talked about Nightcrawler. But you know what? This is quite Nightcrawler adjacent. So
bad at being a Nightcrawler podcast now? Is that what's happening?
No. Well, find someone better. Is what I have to say.
Lisa said, I'm choosing spite immediately.
I grew up in New York. That's what I always do. So we're here to talk about today. Oh, well, I'm the OG actor, aka Lisa, and that, of course, is the wonderful Lauren in her neighborhood comic show little set. It's adorable. I love it.
Yeah, it's adorable. I love that accent.
Thank you. It's very natural, obviously. I'm not putting anything on at all. This is my real voice.
Exactly.
All right. Before everybody leaves, we are actually going to talk about something. We are going to though we're doing better. Like, I feel like last episode, it took us 10 minutes to get into actually talking about anything, right?
And now we're going to make it there if we keep talking about how good we're doing.
Okay, true. Good point. All right, yeah, we're going to talk about this upcoming wedding issue of Mystique and Destiny. And Lauren texted it to me with like big, like, oh my God, like, you know.
I did. I was like, firework emojis. It's time.
Yes. And she's like, we're going to talk about this. We got to talk about this. And I was like, yes, we are definitely going to talk about this. I have opinions. And I don't know. This could be the last episode of Simply Amazing. We'll see what happens.
Oh, yeah. See, listen, I knew this because she's like, I have opinions on this. But it wasn't like anything happy emoji or anything. So I was like, Lisa, don't piss me off. She's like, we'll see. And I was like, dear fucking God, we're going to have our first huge argument, like actually huge on this podcast.
This could be the first wedding that leads to someone else's divorce. So there you go. You know,
listen,
the divorce is Simply Amazing.
Listen, I want to say I'm interested because in the synopsis for, I mean, obviously I'm interested because be gay, do crime, duh. But I'm interested and slightly confused because they're like, you're going to see their wedding for the first time on pages, which is great. But also the cover and covers are misleading too. So like, I take it with a grain of salt because they could put something on the cover and be completely different on the inside. I don't like, it doesn't make sense to me. They would have like a modern day wedding with like everybody, including the Avengers there. Gross. Absolutely not. Incorrect.
Okay. Before we get fully into it, right? Because this is where I have my issue. I just want to describe for anybody out there, you know, of course, this is not a visual medium, but I want to describe what's happening in this picture. It's, you know, Destiny and Mystique are, you know, kissing. Mystique in her little,
suit.
It's like a white suit, but it's got like a damask pattern, like very, very hot. And, you know, Destiny's in her like blue and like white Elsa dress, wedding dress. And, you know, and like they're kissing and it's beautiful. And then you got like Bobby up there and it's like, Okay. I mean, okay. I don't.
Okay, he doesn't go here, but all right. Like,
well, it's just like they dated, and it was a weird. I do know how I feel about Mystique and Bobby's relationship, and it's not good because it was like he's younger than Kurt. Like, so it's like it's just, and it felt like when she was dating Bobby, it felt like a very deliberate, like, fuck you to her two kids who were close to Bobby, right? But also Bobby was like super racist to Kurt when he first joined the X-Men. So, you know, it's not like, so it was a weird thing. It's like, imagine like, yeah, Bobby was an actual total bully to Kurt when he first joined the X-Men. So imagine like your high school bully fucking dates your mom, you know? And like, imagine your mom dates your high school bully. It's just, yeah. So Bobby being there first part is like, all right. I mean, I get he's there because it's probably, this is a cover of a very queer episode, so there's probably going to be a Bobby. I didn't look at what else is going to be in there. I don't know if it said, but there might be a Bobby star story or a Bobby tangential story. And, you know, we've got JP and Kyle in the background. Again, probably just there because they're queer, not because they would actually attend Mystique and Destiny's wedding, because I really have no idea why would they be invited.
Yeah, I mean, the cover, I think, does its purpose. I think one of the purposes of the cover is to draw attention and make this look like a huge deal, make the wedding between the two look like a big deal, which having a bunch of X-Men and Avengers, who again, should not and would not be at their fucking wedding, mind you, and Mystique and Destiny would not want at their wedding. That's the biggest, clearest part, is that they do not want all these assholes in their heads at their wedding. All right.
No, so I'm looking at the crowd even further, because at first I didn't pick up on all the characters that were there. There were only a couple that I really zoned in on and was like, what the fuck are they doing there? Like, for example, Carol. I mean, Carol is not going to go to Mystique's wedding. There's a fucking 0% chance.
No, they got to, but that's a fucked up story.
Yeah, she's not going to Mystique's wedding. And also, I just noticed that Charles and Magneto are there. Absolutely not. They are not invited to Mystique and Destiny's wedding. Like, they might even show up and there will be security at the door to be like, get the fuck out of here. I know you're mutants, but like, you're not invited. They're the ones who did not want to bring Destiny back. So yes, these are my problems. I'm all about it. Let's see moms get married. Let's see. From my understanding of the issue, it's going to be like, you know, we're going to kind of see when they first were married, and this almost like a renewal of the vows, but I could be wrong. But yeah, let's see moms get married. Great. I'm all for it. But like, don't gaslight me, Marvel. Do not gaslight me with this ridiculous idea of who is going to attend this wedding, because that is not going to be, yeah, that's not going to be the attend. Kurt will be there. Kurt will be there. Rogue will be there. Everyone else, I mean, Logan might show up.
That's the thing. I'm like, when they, in my head, and again, this is me as a fan, not saying it's would be correct in continuity, but in my head, I'm like, they got married like way back in the day. Like, they got married either like before they got Rogue, adopted her, or like a little after they adopted her, somewhere around there. There's no way they didn't do such a thing before. I mean, I guess the only way you could characterize that is like, if you made it connect to reality in terms of like, gay marriage wasn't legalized until like, you know, way after the 80s in real time. But at the same time, it's like they could have done their own fake champagne. Like, we don't care about legality. So I don't know, but I feel like they've already done it before. They've had some ceremony for themselves, at least.
I want to say that Mystique refers to her Destiny as her wife, like in the X-Men Origins Blue issue. Like,
yeah.
So I want to say they were married before like Kurt was born, even before the count, even because the way I looked at that whole situation with the count was like, the way I looked at that whole situation, even before Destiny, I always considered the idea of like when Mystique married the count, that was her retiring from crime. That was her being like, I'm just going to take it easy. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just going to take it easy. I'm going to be the wife of this count. I can go and do whatever the hell I want on the side, but I always have this fucking count to come back to because like it's security. And I think it was the same thing with Destiny, where it's like they got married and it's like, well, now we need security. Now we need to figure out a way. Well, let's go marry this count. And now we can, you know, be official, because obviously, you know, likely queer marriage wasn't legal at the time, but, you know, Misty could marry the Count and bring Destiny along and who knows what, right?
Yeah. No, that's a good point. I forgot about that entirely. I might go back and look at it because I'm curious to see if she did call her wife back then as well in that time. I don't know. But either way, I think the part that interests me the most, though, with this is that it's an anthology. So kind of like you're mentioning, it looks like they're going to tell multiple stories, maybe from different points in their relationship, maybe not. I don't know. But I hope the anthology is good, because here's the thing. I'm one of those people that is not the biggest fan of anthologies. It's not because I think it's a great opportunity to put multiple stories and especially multiple creative teams in one book or one medium at once. Mm-hmm. But I want them all to be like, you know, at least like really good quality. Like, yeah, I'm probably gonna have a favorite story more than others. But I just hate it when, like, you know, I'm like really excited for this anthology and then there's one or two stories in it that just completely are not it for me, you know?
Yeah, it's, I mean, we'll see what happens, right? Like, I'm so sorry. Why does this keep going off? I can't turn it off. Ugh, my computer is being such a dick today. I mean, here's the thing. I'm looking through this article now. I'm not really seeing much about anything except Mystique and Destiny. So, but they also have like a second, there's also like a second cover that does not have Mystique and Destiny on it. So I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what that second cover is, because I mean, clearly it's a variant, duh. I think Maybe it's just a Pride cover.
I think that's probably it. It's just a Pride cover with a bunch of, you know,
other characters on it. Characters that are queer, yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, I hope it's good. I hope it is well done, beyond just fan service. Because here's the thing. As a fan, of course, the second I saw this, I was like, yay, they're finally getting their wedding. That's like the greatest thing on the planet. And I'm like, if you're doing this, please have good stories to tell. Please don't just try to give me, you know, cheap fan service that after a week, I'm going to be like, oh, so that actually wasn't as good as I thought it was. Please give me good stories with it, because they deserve it. They're obviously an iconic couple, and they're also such interesting characters. And again, especially with Mystique, we are just scratching. I mean, even with Destiny, we're just scratching the surface of particularly Mystique as a character, because there was a time where Mystique was alive and being gay and doing crime without Destiny before she had even met her. So it probably won't be in our 50 years, at least, until we start scratching that surface. We're just finally getting to the admittance of, hey, these two have been a couple for so long. Here's kind of how they decide to make it work. And here's where they are.
See, I wonder if, you know, because it's interesting you say that about like talking about Mystique before Destiny, you know, and scratching that surface. And, you know, think about it. I don't think we've ever seen a story of Mystique before Destiny. I don't think we've ever seen it. Like I'm trying to think of like stories that went back in time like that. And I can't think of a single one that involved Mystique that would be before Destiny. And if I'm wrong, please let us know. Cause I'd love to know if I'm
please.
Wrong.
Please. Cause I definitely want to know if we're wrong on that. Cause I agree with you. Cause I can't think of anything, but
I wonder if part of that has to do with like, maybe Mystique feels like her life didn't start until she met Destiny. You know?
Oh,
like,
absolutely. 1,000%
Because yeah, I imagine that before she met Destiny, she was rather directionless. She was doing what she was doing to survive, but probably didn't necessarily, like, I would say that Destiny is more of the person who's like, we fight for mutants than Mystique. Mystique is like, I fight for me. And then Destiny's like, okay, I fight for mutants and me. And then Mystique's like, okay, well, I fight for me and you, and therefore I'll fight for mutants too.
There you go. Yep. Absolutely. And yeah, Mystique's just such a fascinating character, and Destiny is too. There's still a lot of things we don't know about Destiny as well, especially like how she grew up. But Mystique's a lot older, and we still don't know, like even how old Mystique is, how long she's been alive. She could be older than Logan. I don't fucking know. Like,
no, exactly. So
she's just, there's a lot to work with there. But I'm excited that we're getting this, and Marvel's gotten their head out of their asses a bit.
I think we need to temper our expectations a bit. I feel like we're not going to get some, you know, incredible piece of literature here. I mean, it's
Karen Gillan's writing, Lisa. Okay. Yes. And Karen Gillan knows how to write one member of the family, at least.
So. No, you're right. You're absolutely right. No, and I have a lot of faith in Karen Gillan. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying, like, this is not going to be some kind of earth-shattering, life-changing event. It's just a wedding. It's just their wedding. You know what I mean? It's not like it's not going to be something that's going to change the course of the comics or anything like that. It's just
I mean, you know, maybe there's something that's thrown in that they'll lead to more plot. But yeah, I agree with you in terms of, like, it's fun. I mean, that's the whole purpose of it. Like, you know, Marvel's finally like, you know what? We can make money off these damn gays. Go for it, guys. Print, 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 print. And you know what? They're right. I will give you my money. They're absolutely right. There you
go. Exactly. So I do want to say one thing. Okay. Please do not yada, yada, yada over Kurt and Destiny, please. Like, years ago, back when, you know, Nocturne was still in comics, and when she had her reunion with Thunderbird, the one thing I was, like, waiting for them to resolve, because it was so, like, important and integral to the relationship, was the baby, because he was coming back to find her and expecting to see a baby with her. So, like, that would be so important to resolve, right? And it was not resolved. And I even messaged Chris Claremont on CBR forums being like, why did they not even talk about it? Like, how does the man who sacrificed himself for the baby not immediately ask the girl, where's the baby? Like, and he was like, well, some things should be kept private. And I was like, oh my God, comic book characters are not, I'm sorry. Comic book characters don't get privacy. I apologize. I'm sorry. No, sorry. Like,
that's a new t-shirt. Comic book characters don't get privacy.
Yeah. If you're fictional, you get no privacy. I'm sorry. I get to find out every goddamn thing I want to about you. And you know what? I'll write some of it. So get over it. You're fictional. But anyway, so what I'm saying and why I bring this up is one of the big things I personally, as a Nightcrawler fan, am looking forward to, and I think a lot of Nightcrawler fans out there, is this, like, him being able to reconcile finding out Destiny is his mother, and also her reconciling, finding that out. And what I really don't want to do, I don't want that to be yada yada over. I don't want that to just be, like, happening off panel before we get there. And he's just like, mom, we're such a happy family. No, I need to see how we get there, because I need to see that development. So please don't do that to us.
No, that's a great point. I completely agree. And actually I am worried that either they will yada, 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 like you said. Shout out to Megan Thee Stallion. She's an icon. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk. Kurt would love her too. That's funny, because
I was using it in the context of Seinfeld, but...
No! Megan Thee Stallion! What the fuck?
No, but literally, that is our generation gap. That is literally our... Like, right there, the line is drawn.
I know Seinfeld. It's just, the problem was, I didn't watch it. I watched Friends instead. I did not watch both. I did not watch Seinfeld. I watched Friends.
Sorry, well, you made the wrong decision.
No, I did not! Seinfeld, I can't. I'm good.
It's like iconic. Seinfeld,
I had Friends. Iconic. I had Living Single. I'm Gucci.
Okay, Living Single was good too. What about in Living Color?
I did not grow up watching that one. I should give it a shot sometime though.
Oh my God, In Living Color was so good. Did we talk about this recently?
Did. We talked about this, I think, like an episode or two ago.
Yeah, probably. I don't know. The only reason I'm bringing it up is because it came up recently on Reddit, where someone was like, a white guy said, "Homie, don't play that," and he was written up by HR because he was like appropriating. And I was like, what? I don't think Homie the Clown is like a cultural thing.
Listen, that's not for me to make the call. I am a white woman.
It's true. It's very true. I will say that my father did dress up as Homie the Clown when I was a kid.
And often when it comes to HR things, it is not about the intent or how other people receive it. It's how the people you say it to receives it. So if the person you say shit to receives it in a negative light, it can be used against you. Tip of the day, everybody. That is a really good HR tip.
Listen, you guys are getting a great episode. You got Women's Corner. Now you got HR Corner. I mean,
that's who knows what the next corner is going to be. That's why I do for work. So, got HR questions, send them in.
There it is. If you got your HR questions.
I don't really want to do work outside of work, but if anybody does need help, let me know. I'll do my best. So I'm worried that either they'll yada, yada, yada yet with Destiny and Kurt, you know, coming back together and making all these connections and hashing things out, or And this wouldn't be bad in terms of writing. It would just hurt my heart as a fan to have to watch it unfold, I guess. Is like, you know, if Destiny's just like, well, fuck it. Like, there's a reason I wiped my, you know, we had our memory wiped of you, Kurt. I don't want to fucking know you. I'm going to be like, ow, like my soul, ow. So I feel like it's going to be one of those extremes. And I'm just like, I don't know.
So, okay. All right. So here's the thing about Destiny. Destiny is not going to let shit happen that she doesn't want to happen. Do you know what I mean?
But she can't control everything. That's the other part with her powers, well, that she sees possible futures, but the future also changes.
Yeah, of course. But the thing is like, so here's, I wonder, and this is me just being like, okay, because this is me being generous to Destiny, because I found her to be incredibly callous the way she handled the whole situation in Blue, right? But if I'm to be generous, right? How maybe a future she saw was a future where she would be reunited with her son. And those were the steps she had to take to get there.
Yeah, I don't know. Either way, I feel like it's either going to be happy-go-lucky and not hit the surface, like you said, which would also not do it service, or it's going to be like really like they're going to actually get into that drama.
Yeah, just give us something.
I think the drama is still better than just brazing over it. It would still hurt me as a fan to read because it's like, oh man, poor Kurt or poor whoever. But again, that's still more realistic and is more honorable to the characters in that story than to just brush over like, oh yeah, we're all a big happy family. Yippee-ki-fucking-yay. Like, that's not them. As much as I would love for that, that's not them at this point in time. Maybe in a long time they'll get to that point, but it's not happening anytime soon.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's obviously not going to just become like, oh my God, you know, I'm going to call you both mommy and, you know, like everything. So, but instead, I mean, I would expect there to be some drama, but I don't expect Destiny to outright just completely, like, here's the thing. If Destiny were to straight up just say, fuck you to him, I don't think Mystique would stay with her. Not after what we saw in Blue. She was ready to murder Destiny. She was ready to murder Destiny.
I still don't like that shit. I still disagree with that writing choice.
I don't disagree because, you know, it's Destiny. Destiny sold Mystique on a lie that she knew was a lie from the get-go. Destiny sold her on this idea that they were going to be this happy family and raise this baby with this count, and like everything was going to be like just wonderful. But she knew it was not going to be like that. She knew they weren't going to keep that kid. But she let Mystique fall into that. I mean, she let Mystique play like she was pregnant too, like when they were together, so they were both carrying him. She didn't have to let it be like that. She could have let Mystique know what the situation was. She didn't have to let Mystique, you know, fall in love with this child they had together, thinking it was going to be this family. And
yeah,
but she did. So that's where, you know, but I like, this is me like giving her some grace, is saying that maybe that she saw that in the future there would be, you know, that opportunity. But again, from that characterization that we saw Mystique in Blue, if they were to go straight from that to Mystique being like, hey, by the way, Irene, he's our son. Like, you birthed him. Like, Charles took your memories away. Like, hey, Jean, can you give her memories back? Boom, done. Like, and then she's like, oh, fuck that. I don't want anything to do with that blue piece of shit. I don't want him. He's gone. I can't see Mystique being like, okay, let's get rid of him then. I mean, after what she just went through in Blue.
No, I agree. I think if anything, it would be a tumultuous discussion, for lack of better words there. But I mean, that's a really good point. I am interested though to see. So you know how like Kieran Gillen like wrote Immortal X-Men like very well with Kurt, like Immortal X-Men number 8, I believe. And he wrote Kurt far better than, and this is my opinion, sorry to this writer, but Mr. Cy Spurrier has written Kurt for 3 consecutive series, right? And Kieran Gillen in one issue miraculously was just like, I get Kurt, here you go. And I was like, wow, what a concept. I'm very interested to see, because Kieran Gillen is writing this after Cy Spurrier wrote X-Men Blue Origins. I'm very interested to see if Kieran Gillen will take some of the stuff from that and will address it in his own way and almost slightly correct a few things. I don't know. And I'm not saying what he could, but again, Cy Spurrier put Kurt in such a box in his series, and then Kieran Gillen wrote for one issue and just had him magically, that's Kurt. And so many of us, including myself, were like, holy shit, like, how did you do this in one book when another guy couldn't do it in three series? So I'm interested to see how this, with this family, you know, the Darkholme family and Mystique and Destiny's relationship, how this is told from Kieran Gillen's writing, especially. And again, it's an anthology, so there's other creators, but I'm really excited to see what he does. Because again, also Kieran Gillen wrote Mystique and Destiny phenomenally in Immortal X-Men. He gets them too. It's so good. So I'm interested. Mm-hmm. I'm excited.
No, I totally agree. I'm interested to see what they're going to do. I think 100%. I mean, there's no way he can't address what Cy Spurrier did, because I think, number one, I think that's bad writing, you know, because, you know, if you're presented with a canon, then you have to, like, how, no matter, this is why I really appreciated what Cy Spurrier did in Blue, because he really, even though, yes, it is a ridiculously convoluted, background. It really is ridiculous when it comes down to it. It honored everything that came before it. Most of us would say you could have not involved the Draco at all. You could have literally not involved Azazel, said he lied, and everybody would have accepted it. But he went to great lengths to really honor that. And that, to me, that's like the sign of, I think, a good writer who's very intuitive and who understands that they are part of a larger complex and not just on their own little islands, you know, writing their own little stories. Like,
oh, sure.
I
was just saying, oh, sure.
Oh, yeah. So some writers, you know, when they'll take over a book, it's like whatever came before it didn't even matter. Nothing existed. It's just completely new and completely different. And in some cases, that's intentional. And in some cases, that's just the writer doesn't give a shit of what came before. And personally, I prefer writers who, you know, at least honor some of the source material that came before, whether good or bad.
Oh, no. And I'm not saying that Kieran Gillen should just take that shit and throw it away. And Kieran Gillen didn't do that, right? Even when he did Immortal X-Men number 8, he didn't take the stuff that Spurrier did with Kurt in the other series before and say, I'm throwing that in the trash, right?
No, but of course.
He took what he had to work with, and then he put his own little special touches on it that we recognize, at least I did as a fan, and was like, ha, I see what you did. You took what Spurrier did, but you put your own twist on it so that it worked better, right? And that's what I'm saying here, that I'm excited to see if he does. And maybe he will, whatever. It's his choice as a writer and all that, and with editorial intervention, of course. But I'm excited to see that if he takes what was done in X-Men Blue Origins, right? He's not going to change the canon. He can't do that. But he can take those things and he can put his own twist on them. So, like, those moments with, like, Mystique and Destiny that, like, you're like, hey, even though they're hard moments, you really stand by them writing wise, and that's great. And me as a fan, I'm like, I still don't really care for that writing style, but whatever. He can put his own spin on what happened in that moment. He's not going to change that moment in time, and maybe he won't tackle that moment. Maybe it's other moments, but he can put his own spin on things. And so I'm excited just to see him honor the canon in his way as a writer, I guess is the better way to say it.
Well, so the thing about that, and that makes it very easy for him to put his own spin on things, is X-Men Blue was very specifically from Mystique's point of view. The only inkling we have into Destiny's mindset is what Mystique tells us. And of course, you know, she's only going to tell us her memories, which aren't going to be 100% truth and factual. So who knows, you know, there's a lot that can be said from Destiny's side, and that can change the narrative quite a bit. It still doesn't absolve her of it. It still doesn't make Mystique's anger and hurt from it less valid, but you know, another story can be told that can, you know, really change the perception of what's going on.
Yeah, but absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, I look forward to it. You know, I just would like, you know, this has to involve Kurt. Like, please do not just please don't just make him the guy who's officiating. Cause that will just, that would just bother me.
Yeah.
So much.
Agreed.
Like, oh my God. Like, he will officiate anyone's wedding. It's not special if he's officiating the wedding. He officiated Deadpool's wedding. Like, it's true. It's not special.
Well, yeah, because everybody's just, the writers also are just like, oh, he was a priest, right? Oh, yeah, he's a Catholic boy. Get him. I'm like, I swear to God.
No, for me, I read it differently. See, I read it differently
because it's Kurt. He's just like, yeah. Oh, you want a wedding? I love love. Done. So like, it's also in character, but I'm
that's how I read it. I read it very much of like, oh, romance. There's an opportunity for me to be involved in romance. I'm in, I'm done. I'm like, I got the suit. Like he's like Clark Kent and Superman, except when he goes into a phone booth and comes out in a tuxedo, like he's ready to go.
Right. Yep. Absolutely. So,
But yeah, I think all in all, we are excited for what is to come. And you know, it's coming out May 29th, 2024. So that's, yeah, I'm ready. Let's do it. Let's, and hopefully some good shit happens between, you know, now and then. So
maybe they'll actually get the whole fucking family back together again. That's a high expectation, I know, but I'm still going to have it. Like Mystique, Destiny, Rogue, Kurt in the same fucking room talking about family shit. Let's do it. Make it happen.
I mean, can I tell you, like, I got into an argument with someone on Reddit about, like, whether or not Kurt and Rogue are siblings. And it's just like,
what the fuck?
We just don't have
that's
to.
That's not even worth it, you dumbasses. No offense.
Well, it's just like, it's just one of those things where it's like, but then it like snowballed into like whether Kurt and Amanda are siblings. And it's just like, okay. Like, do you know what we, like, I just don't need us to find excuses for people to have sex that are, like, related in some way, through adoption, through whatever. So, I can't do it. So, I'm just not going to do it.
I hear you. But it's going to be great. We're going to have a great time. That's all that matters, everyone.
That's it. Exactly.
We're not going to worry about Reddit bitches.
No, I mean, listen, you know, don't go on Reddit because I'm the worst on Reddit. So, don't confine me. All right. Well, guys, thanks for joining us. Let us know what you guys think and what you want to see coming up in this issue. Let's make some predictions. What do you think is definitely going to happen in the issue, Lauren?
They're going to get married. Okay. Got him. Okay.
And what do you think is least likely to happen in the issue?
That they'll fix all the problems with the Darkholm family.
Oh, you are such a pessimist. Oh my God. Your glasses
are always
half full.
Yeah, they can't fix all of them.
Half empty, I mean. That's true. Good point. All right. So tell us what your predictions are. What do you think is going to happen in this issue? I mean, and here, give us better answers than Lauren's. They're going to get married.
I think my answers were on point.
You know what's funny is if this issue ends with them not getting married, I will laugh so hard.
I will literally fight Marvel. Are you kidding me? It's the wedding special and they don't even get married in it. I will literally be gay and do crime. It will happen.
Okay, I'm going to give you the perfect situation that happens that is going to make you wrong and right at the same time. Ugh. They're going to look at each other right before the wedding and they're going to be like, why are we getting the government involved in our relationship? Fuck that.
I mean,
let's just go be gay together. Like, why do we need to put the shit on paper? We've been doing it for over 100 years. Like, what's the difference now? Now, like,
I mean, that's valid.
Now we're getting taxes involved. Fuck that shit. So
yes. I wouldn't be mad at that. As long as they're still together and it's understood that, you know, they just do their own thing. I'm good.
I'm gonna say it right now. It would be a really bold take to have a pride issue where like one of the most iconic queer couples in comics breaks up.
That why would you put bold. That universally? So why do
I'm
you
not
hate
trying
me
to put,
personally?
I'm just saying, just I'm just saying, I don't, stuff. That's, I don't see it happening. That's what I'm saying. I don't see it happening. I'm like, that would be a really interesting choice. So
I just, you had to put it out there though. Now I'm stressed. Why would you do this to me? So we're going to end this episode with Lauren stressed and Lisa happy as a clam with herself.
Lisa with her chapped lips over here. Chapped.
That's what happens when you put bad things in the world.
It's true. I put out bad karma and I get chapped lips. I think Taylor Swift had a song about that. Karma is my lap chip.
What? Did you say karma is your lap chip? What the fuck?
I meant to say karma is my chapped lips.
Nope, I loved it. That's the new version of the song, everybody. I'm going to let all the Swifties know. Everybody come to Simply Amazing.
Oh my God.
I know Kurt would love the Swifties. He would love Taylor Swift. He'd love the Swifties. So come on over.
Come. Okay.
I think it's time to go, Lisa.
Time to go. Thank you guys for joining us. You can find us at simplyamazingpod.com. Lauren, where can they find you?
You can find me on the everywhere at Friendly MBHDBI. Just come find me wherever you want to.
Yeah, we're easy to find. Just Google Simply Amazing Podcast and, you know, we're probably on at least the second or third page. I don't know. Our SEO sucks too. I don't know what to say, guys. Oh my God. All right. So thank you guys again for joining us again. We're at simplyamazingpod.com. We're on Twitter. We're on Blue Sky. We're on all the things, but we're mostly active on Twitter right now, unfortunately. Yeah. Come tell us what you want to see, what you want to hear. We would love to hear your opinions. You know, if you are riding in your car listening to Taylor Swift right now, I apologize, but you're still simply amazing.